This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The New Yorker Radio Hour is supported by the Sympathizer podcast from HBO. From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr., The Sympathizer is the new HBO original limited series based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel of the same name. On the Sympathizer podcast, join host Philip Nguyen in conversation with the cast, crew, and author Viet Thanh Nguyen as they discuss the making of this historic series. Stream new episodes of HBO's The Sympathizer, Sundays exclusively on Max, and listen to The Sympathizer podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.
Listener supported, WNYC Studios.
From WNYC Studios and The New Yorker, with an apology to Walt Disney, this is Why I Broke Up with the Little Mermaid by Jesse Eisenberg.
Up where they walk, up where they run, up where they stay all day in the sun, wandering free. Wish I could be part of that world.
Look at this stuff. Isn't it neat?
Not really. What is it?
They're Hoosamawats, silly. I got them from a yard sale.
Yeah, we don't need more stuff. I can barely walk through the house.
You want thingamabobs?
What, you mean those vintage corkscrews?
I got 20.
Yeah, where did you even find those?
Estate sales.
You've just been going around to estate sales?
And sometimes eBay.
Okay, you can't keep buying this stuff.
Oh, it's no big deal.
It is a big deal. You put 17 washing machines on layaway at Sears.
And I want more.
3 Vitamixes were just delivered from Amazon.
The Blendamerols arrived? How splendid.
Yeah, they were $600 each.
But they're the only kind of Blendamerol that can mix up my Whosits and Whatsits.
Yeah, did you read that book I got you about the Easter Paradox?
No, but I used the pages to make an origami bird.
Right. Easterlin posits that happiness isn't derived from the accumulation of material goods. In fact, newer studies show that amassing possessions will likely make you feel almost counterintuitively deprived.
Stop reprimanding me. You sound just like Daddy.
Can you please not say Daddy? It sounds weird coming from an adult.
Betcha on land, they understand that they don't reprimand their daughters. Bright young women, sick of swimming, ready to stand.
Are you all right? You've been tossing and turning all night.
I can't sleep. I'm panicked.
What's wrong? Did an octopus steal your soul?
What? No.
Is a Jamaican crab spying on you?
No. What? No, no. I'm just feeling stressed out about work. The deadline for my book is next month. I haven't even started writing it.
Well, that's not so bad. I have a splendid idea.
Really?
What if you trade a part of your body for a manuscript?
Sorry, what do you mean?
I mean, we find an evil sorceress and we ask her to accept one of your body parts in exchange for a finished manuscript.
I was really hoping to just talk through some of the plot with you.
You don't need a plot, silly. You just need to think of a part of your body that you don't need that much. Like one of your arms, or an eye. Or maybe the sorceress will have her own suggestion. And then you trade it in for a finished manuscript.
That sounds terrifying.
Oh, silly. It's only terrifying if you don't get the book published within 3 days.
Why? Then what happens?
Then the sorceress will keep your book and your arm.
Okay, can't you just listen to me? I'm feeling anxious and I need to get this off my chest.
Ooh, your chest! We'll trade in your chest for the book. How splendid!
I'm not trading any part of me for the book.
Well, then I don't know how else to help you. Turn off the lights, Mabulb. I'm going to sleep.
I want to be where the people are. I want to see them dancing, walking around on those, what do you call them? Oh, feet.
Honey, I'm home, and I had the most splendid day.
Great. Did you pick up the dry cleaning?
Well, I certainly tried to, silly. I went to the cleaners, but I forgot what you asked me to pick up. What was that word again?
Dress shirts?
Right, your dress shirts. I'm sorry, sweetheart, I forgot.
That's okay. I'll get them myself later. Did you make it to the pharmacy?
Well, I knew I had to refill your... What was that word again?
Paxil?
Right, your Paximilol.
It's just Paxil.
Right, Paximabob. How splendid!
Okay, did you get it?
No.
Okay, you forgot that too. Well, did you at least pick up our son?
I tried to. I even went to his... What's that word again?
School?
And I asked his, what do you call her again?
Teacher.
If she had my, what is he called again?
Son.
But she asked me for his, what do you call it again?
Name.
And I told her it was, what do we call him again?
Ryan.
Right, Ryan. No, I didn't get him.
Hallie Eisenberg and her brother Jesse Eisenberg performing Why I Broke Up with the Little Mermaid, a piece Jesse wrote for the New Yorker Shouts and Murmurs page. You're listening to the New Yorker Radio Hour.